Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the HR Happy Hour Show with hosts Steve Bowes and Trish McFarland. Since 2009, the HR Happy Hour Show has been bringing you thought leaders, workplace and technology experts, academics, and more to take on the most important and interesting topics impacting work, human resources, technology, and the workplace. Learn more and listen to all the show archives at www.hrhappyhour.net.
Hey, what's happening? HR Happy Hour Show, back live. Trish, name that tune. You know the background tune. You must know it. You must know that song.
I don't know. What was it?
You've heard that
song. I was
so
excited.
A thousand times.
Oh, you must know. Is that something about being bleeding in Cleveland or something?
No. We'll circle back to it. We will circle back to that song. If any of the listeners listening right now knew the background song, that's been sort of the little HR Happy Hour intro song for a while. You can tweet that out, and I'll send you a T-shirt or something. So great to be back on the HR Happy Hour. My name is Steve Bowes, of course. Trish McFarland, how are you tonight?
I'm great. I'm calling in from football practice here in O'Fallon, Illinois. So it's a great night.
Yeah, it's great. Trish, I didn't think at your, you know, age of your, at the stage of your life, you were still playing football, but God bless you for that. So that's awesome.
You know what? I am full of surprises. I'm actually good.
This is, yes, indeed. We should have some more surprises, hopefully, tonight. Hey, for folks catching this either, you know, maybe on the archive or on the replay or, you know, as a podcast subscription after the fact, it's the HR Happy Hour. This is show number 189. It's called Heartland HR. We are recording this live on August 14th, 2014. Still the middle of summer, but I'll tell you, Trish, from where I'm at in upstate New York, western New York, my God, I was freezing today. I literally, and I'm not joking, I literally broke out the fleece jacket to wear when I was outside this afternoon. It was so damn cold. I think summer might be over here in western New York, and I'm not happy about that, I have to tell you.
Is it raining too? I mean, when I'm watching like the national news, it just looks like the whole state of New York, they're like, it's more rain in the last couple days than the state has seen in ages.
Oh,
and
my God.
Flooding.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, what's going on? Are you in a boat or what are you doing?
It's been nothing but rain, cold, wind, gloom. What's the other word for it? Sort of like I don't want to make light of depression, you know, based on things that have happened lately in the news. But I'm gonna tell you what, this is not a good time to be here if you're inclined for like seasonal affective disorder. And it's the middle of summer, right? And I'm one of those guys that, like, in the wintertime, I get a little downcast, right? Like we in January and February here where I live, we'll go 30, 40 days without seeing the sun. You know, we will. It's horrible. But I don't expect that in August. I think it should be nicer in August.
Yeah, it's a little early.
It's really grim. And so I'm displeased by that. I'll try to shake that off and move forward. So, yeah, it's great to be back live. We did a live show maybe about a month ago, so it's exciting, you know, to get back live. Trish, you and I have been – you've been around. I've been traveling, too. We've been to some events together. It's been a busy summer, I think, so far.
It hasn't been a month.
Yeah, I can't recall. I don't remember. It doesn't matter. After 5 years of these shows and closing in on 200 episodes, they blend together a little bit. So
okay.
It's been a little while. So let's talk. We've got, you know, maybe rather than do like sort of preamble and get into kind of announcements and things, we could save those for the end. Some of the things we wanted to talk about and, you know, some of the things we wanted to recap, I think we'd be better served maybe just bringing our guest right on board at the top, because he's part of all that too, or many of those the things we wanted to talk about tonight. We'll just go from there. Does that sound good to you, Trish?
Yes, and I want to just clarify, a guest of honor, because it's an honor when he's on the show.
Who's the honor? Is it for him or for us?
For me, this person is an amazing HR pro, seriously. I mean that in all sincerity. So I'm really, really thrilled that he's on with us tonight.
All right. I'm thrilled. Probably not really, really thrilled. I might just be one really thrilled, but I do love the guy.
Okay.
I'm going to welcome him. Dwayne Lay, welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show. How are you tonight?
Well, I'm confused. After hearing what Trish said, I thought maybe you had somebody else coming on the show.
Aww.
Oh.
We
try. You're my favorite.
Oh, I love you. You're the best. You guys are awesome.
We tried, Dwayne. We couldn't get House of Brew, though, so we settled for you. So,
see, you should have called me. I know that guy.
Yeah.
him.
Hey, Dwayne, I didn't get the bio from you. I didn't get that in my show notes. So give us the quick 30-second, 60-second Dwayne Lay bio for folks who are listening tonight.
Sure. Well, as most people know, I was shot here in a rocket by my father when our planet exploded. Now, I'm a St. Louis born and raised and proud of it, by the way, HR guy. Grew up in IT and quality, got into HR about a decade ago. I really enjoyed working HR. I actually moved into the vendor space a couple of years ago. I'm the head of HR process design and implementations for Dovetail Software. We do case management. And the best part about it is that I get to spend my days working with HR pros around the world.
Sure.
So I get to hear what's happening. So do a lot of conference stuff. I'm the social media director for Missouri Sherm, and I try to be active both at the local and the national level with the HR teams. So.
Well, cool, man. Dwayne, great to have you back on the show. It's exciting. We just saw you, it seems like a longer time ago, but it was just last week. Three of us, amongst many other folks, were out at Missouri Sherm and had a great event, really fun event. You were a big part of that event, Dwayne. I thought, you know, one of the things we wanted to talk about tonight was with this kind of Heartland HR theme is, you know, between some of the events we've been to in Missouri – Dwayne, you were out up in Illinois, Trish in Cleveland. I was in Cleveland as well recently at a different event. Try to maybe talk about some of the themes, some of the trends, some of the things we're seeing at these kind of, I don't know, really kind of really with lots of real working frontline in the thick of things HR pros. I mean, you know, Dwayne, you've been around, you hit a lot of events, you also work with a lot of customers, clients, prospects and such as part of your work with Dovetail. I mean, what's happening out there? You know, one, two, three things that seem to strike your interest as you work with and talk with HR pros.
You know, I think there's a few kind of trends that we get to pick up on. From a conference standpoint, it feels like there's a push to, and there always has been, but I feel like it's really gaining a lot more traction, to get more practitioners to stand up and talk. There are so many people who have great stories in human resources, not the, you know, somebody called in sick with diabetic shock and then I saw her buying a birthday cake at Kroger and all kind of stories, but telling their stories of success, the things that they've done in the workplace, the things, how they've made a difference in people's lives, how they've, to use the term from Missouri Sherm, how they've rethought their organization and the way that they work. So there's really a more of a push for that. And I would say if you're out there, if you're a practitioner and you've got a story to tell, you know, talk to your local team, talk to your state team, because they're looking for your voice and people need to hear that. Another part of that, and I don't think it'll be a surprise to either of you, is, you know, the continued push on HR technology. It's becoming more and more part of what we do, and you can't be an HR practitioner these days without having one foot in the IT world, not successfully. Even your bread and butter generalist, you're using a lot of systems, and you might be able to get by, but I don't think you can be as successful as possible unless you really understand systems, how the data stacks, what you're doing with it, how to read the numbers, and how to, you know, find trends in your workplace and find things that matter. I think the third thing I would put on there kind of goes along the same way. The ability to understand finance and understand statistics is very quickly.
Oh, no, you're going this. I hate statistics. I'm sorry, Bruno. I know, Matt Stolik, if you're listening, I apologize. Oh, Dwayne, you're killing me.
It is.
It's so hard. Statistics and numbers are so hard. And I'm not just being a wise guy.
That's what makes it fun. That's why we always played Super Mario Brothers as kids, because it was hard. That's what made it
Trish,
fun.
Trish, are you a statistics? You're a statistics person, a math person?
I'm totally, yeah. I skipped out on calculus all the way, even in college, and took advanced statistics and probabilities. So I took as much of it as I could get. I think a lot, you know what, I think that's a comfort zone, actually, for a lot of HR professionals. And I think if they can figure out, you know, to your point, Duane, about technology and really having the foot in the IT world, if they can start figuring out and getting comfort with the technology that can provide the statistics, they'll know what to do with it. That's just maybe where that disconnect is. But it's definitely an interest. And I was happy to see that at Missouri SHRM, lots of people talking about that as being very important. So,
by the way, I'd like to point out that of the three of us, the person who's on this line who's poo-pooing statistics is the one that in his Ignite presentation threw up all the graphs.
Yeah, I did. I did. I'm going to tell you what, because math is hard. And I think we're going to talk about the Ignite stuff a little bit. And I was really glad to do that. And for folks who are at Missouri SHRM, maybe you saw what I talked about. I basically grabbed, you know, the last maybe dozen or so or 15 or so of posts that I wrote on the blog, on my blog, you know, about data and statistics. And I'm particularly interested in the labor market statistics, the macro statistics, trends, what's happened with job openings. In fact, the JOLTS report just got released, yesterday? I don't know if you guys caught that.
Mm-hmm. Saw it, yep.
Job openings continue to trend up. The number of unemployed persons as a, you know, ratio of unemployed persons to open jobs continues to fall. Labor market is absolutely tightening, and I find that fascinating. And I do think, you know, what I was trying to say in that presentation was not so much about, hey, you need to think about statistics all the time, but you need to be aware of sort of the external and macro labor market sort of demographic and other things that are happening in the world. I also put up a very, I thought, compelling chart, you know, sort of comparing the stock price between Coach and Michael Kors' company, right, in the last, say, 2 years, which I thought
that was a big deal.
That was riveting, right? That was important.
Yeah, there were many, many gasps of despair from the audience when they saw that.
That's right.
I don't know if that means people are going to go replace their Coach bags or they're going to order more to try to keep them afloat. But I'm pretty sure there was action taken.
But I'm with you all the way, and Trish even goes back to, like, you know, step back to SHRM National, right, just a couple of months ago, right, when we were there. Our whole presentation was about HR technology, selection, implementation, you know, and we had a great crowd, great, great interested crowd, and lots of energy around that kind of content.
Well, yeah, and I think that it's the ongoing dialogue about it, because even since then, like, I'm still getting emails from people from that session in June, you know, saying, hey, I've read more about it, and I've learned more about it, and I'm really excited. And so I think if you can go to an event and make people feel like it is something they can learn, even if they have to learn it on their own, if it's something they can manage, they can do it in their own time, and it's completely possible, and it's going to help their career and help their organization potentially too, they get excited. It just doesn't seem as hard as, you know, maybe we all make it out to be in our mind. So
yeah,
it's really it's encouraging.
Well,
it's extremely encouraging.
Yeah, math isn't hard. Stats aren't hard. I mean, it's all black and white. There's no, you know, 1 + 1 sometimes equals 2. It's not subjective. It's just understanding the rules. And HR people are supposed to be good at rules. That should be a good thing for us.
Yeah, no, that's a, I was thinking about rules today. In fact, it came in following the rules and following the procedures and all of that, and feel like, oh, we need to do that because we're good HR people. Then I thought, no, I'm not following the rule anymore. Like, I'm not just doing it. I'm sure I pissed somebody off today about. In fact, I did. I know I did. But it's funny that you mentioned that. I was thinking about that. Very same thing today. Hey, let's do a quick reset. Let's take a deep breath, everyone. Trish, you're at football practice. Duane is somewhere brewing his next batch of homebrew. I'm home in Rochester, New York, freezing in the middle of the summer. It's HR Happy Hour, episode 189, Heartland HR. My name's Steve Bowes. Trish McFarlane, of course, is with me. Our guest tonight, Duane Lay, from Dovetail Software, from the great state of – Duane, are you Missouri or Illinois? Because I learned when I was out there that some people are Illinois and some people in Missouri.
No,
I don't know which one
I
go.
I live in St. Louis, and that's in Missouri.
All right. Fair enough. Does it matter? I enjoyed my time in Missouri.
Here's the way we do it. We have you take the driving test. If you know what you're doing, we give you the Missouri plates. If not, we give you the Illinois plates. We ship you across the river.
Oh, wow. I'm going to tell you what.
Oh, my gosh. All right, everything I said at the beginning of the show, I take back to me.
I tell you what,
I don't mean you.
I knew I was in trouble with the Missouri crowd, so I did a session as well at Missouri Sherm, you know, besides the Ignite session, and I told my opening joke, which I've told in a few different places, and it generally does really well. I absolutely got crickets from the Missouri crowd that I had in my room, like just crickets. It was just dead. It was the worst. It went over anywhere, and I thought I was in really big trouble. I probably was, and I had to pivot really, really quickly, but I enjoyed my time in Missouri, by the way. I went to the Budweiser thing, the Budweiser Brewery tour, did that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you what, that's the only, if you're from Missouri, this is the only thing you should talk about all the time. You say, well, we have Budweiser here. You should come and come to the tour and see the Clydesdales and sample
great.
The beer.
Yeah.
You should never talk about anything else. Maybe the Cardinals, if you like baseball, but those are the two things you should talk about. Everything else you could leave, you can just forget about, and just talk about those two things, and I think it'd be fine.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait.
You've clearly never had Ted Drews, if that's your belief.
I'm having a Bud Light right now. I'm indoctrinated. I completely bought in to the entire Kool-Aid. So,
we appreciate your support.
Nah, fantastic. So we're at a Missouri Sherm. We did this thing. So let's step back a second. The other thing we wanted to talk about was, and Trish, maybe you can talk about this a little bit. Maybe so a week or so before Missouri Sherm event, you were at, and I was at too, but I didn't present. You did at the Disrupt HR Cleveland event, which was the Ignite-style presentations, right? Those five-minute presentations, rapid fire, which we then also did at Missouri Sherm as part of the keynote. I'd love for you to talk about not just the events specifically themselves, but about that sort of approach to presenting, that you know, just sharing information that way. I mean, what'd you think about Cleveland and Missouri and those Ignite presentations?
I loved it. In general, kind of when you were asking Dwayne about, you know, trends and themes and what we're seeing in some of these different cities in the Midwest anyway, I'm really excited that it seems like there's this whole desire to truly actually do something disruptive, finally. Like it's taken, you know, 5 or 6 years, and it feels like it's finally starting to happen because Missouri Sherm's theme was Rethink HR, so kind of under that same guise, which was why, you know, doing an Ignite-style keynote there worked really well. But in Cleveland specifically, and we can let Dwayne talk more about the Missouri version, but that was the first time I've done it. And, you know, my fear wasn't getting up to do it. It was, oh my gosh, am I going to be able to shut up after 5 minutes? It was really good. And what I liked was that it made each person who came up and had a completely different style, it made you get right to the point. I mean, there was no messing around. It was like, look, you're getting up there and you're going to hit the crowd with whatever you've got, like all at once, and boom, you're off the stage. And before they can even catch a breath and take in and think about what that person just said to them, the next presenter is up and running. And the one thing that I noticed about both in Cleveland doing Disrupt HR Cleveland and then at Missouri Sherm doing the Ignite-style keynote was that even though I had not talked to a single presenter about what they were talking about or, you know, did any sort of planning behind the scenes at all, it was amazing how after, you know, like, for example, at Missouri, when Dwayne went first, and then each person that went in succession was able to build off the presentations that came earlier, and it tied together in such a nice way, and I found that in Cleveland, too. So I love it. I would love to see more states, Sherm events embrace that. I'd love to see something like that at Sherm Annual or, you know, definitely even at HR Tech, HR Evolution, wherever. It's really engaging and fun and kind of definitely more risque in Cleveland, much more freeing. I actually had a bad word on my slide for the very first time in my life, which I was feeling a little nervous about, but definitely cleaned it up a little bit for Missouri Sherm. So, Dwayne,
which word? Wait, I want to know what the word was.
It was the SHIT word. And
whoa!
Come
on!
I know. You know me.
Holy
like
cow.
That's not my thing. I'm not a bit like, hey, I curse like the rest of them, but definitely not in a presentation in front of anybody. Like,
yeah.
That's not my thing. So, Disrupt HR Cleveland was, for anyone who wants to watch it, go on Vimeo right now, and they're starting to post the decks, but look up Robin Schooling, Disrupt HR Cleveland, and she just nails you right at the very beginning of the presentation, and it just doesn't stop from there, and it's great. It's absolutely great.
Yeah, I was going to say, speaking of risque, what about our friend Robin Schooling? She led off with, like, I was like, what did she just say? Did I hear that correctly? I was in the back of the room a little bit. And
hey,
yeah.
Since you're on a computer, tweet a link out to it. Like, don't give away what she does just because she deserves to have her thing heard. But,
I will try to make
it was
make
brilliant.
That happen.
It was absolutely brilliant. Yeah. She's good.
Now,
Dwayne,
hit us, Dwayne. What do you think about this whole thing? And about bringing it to a more formal event like Missouri Sherm as well. I'd love your thoughts about that.
So, like you, this was the first time I had done an Ignite-style session. I volunteered to go first because I figured I would have the easiest time I don't mind being the first one up. And I really thought, well, if I go first, then it really doesn't matter what I say. My role is more to get people comfortable with the structure. They're not going to hear anything. They're going to be figuring out what's happening. And then, you know, they'll start to hear when Brian Wimpen gets up, they'll hear what he says. And so, you know, we did a little research and talked about telling stories. And so I did, you know, this is how I got into HR. Here's what I learned about HR when I got there, and just try to say nice things about everybody. And I tell you, Trish, I'm with you. I loved having these rapid fire thoughts coming at me. I thought that everything oddly meshed together, despite the fact that there was no preparation between each other. We all had different takes on things, and I mean, if you get right down to it, most presentations we do as speakers, you can get your point across in 5 minutes, right? You, the hour, you get a lot more depth, but you could get there in 5 minutes if you had to. And this is where you have to. So you can get those points out. You can say what needs to be said, what's burning a hole in you, and get it out there and then move on. So you do get a lot of different kind of looks at the same content, a lot of different perspectives, which I thought was really cool. I did think it was funny how many of us used the Willy Wonka slide. Like, that one just, I think it's a presentation.
Yeah.
And again, no planning on it. Just like, oh, that's it. We're all going to use the same one. All right. So I thought that was really cool.
At least it said different things.
Yeah, it did. And that's fair. So, we've had such a great crew as well. I mean, you've got, really talented speakers up there just rapid fire after each other. With different speaking styles as well, which made it easier, I think, to kind of hang with. And I think for Missouri to do that as a keynote, for me, was really cool. Because Missouri sometimes is seen, you know, okay, so we're a little more conservative in how we do things. We like to play safe sometimes. And it totally wasn't it. It was, let's take it off the edge. You know, we brought in Eric Wall as the opening keynote. And really set the tone with some really, really great content. And, had Alan there as our closer. And so we had really, really strong bookends. And that middle keynote is always such it's a weird thing, right, because you're trying to keep the energy going, but you're not really to close things up yet, so you got to be careful how much you do. I think the Ignite just was perfect for that. It really, there was so much content and so much energy that really just kind of propelled us through the last day of the conference. I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. And I appreciate William Tincup. I have to give him a shout out. Who sort of organized a lot of the speakers and even allowed me to participate as a very late addition, Trish. Not that you could tell. You know, if you watched my presentation, you probably thought, you know, I was very polished and I had worked on that for weeks and weeks. I literally wrote that the night before. I was a late fill in. After karaoke, we need to talk about karaoke a little bit as well for a second. But
yes, we do.
After the karaoke fun, I went back to the room and did a little presentation. Let's take a quick reset. Let's just stop everything. Just hold back. Trish, you look at football practice for a second. Dwayne, pop open another, like, Abbey Ale, you know, number 17 that you've brewed in your basement. This is the HR Happy Hour Show. My name's Steve Bose. Trish McFarlane, of course, is here. Our guest is Dwayne Lay. We're just rapping about Heartland HR, some of the things that have happened in Missouri and Cleveland. Dwayne, you're going to give us a little Illinois update as well. just so we don't give short shrift to our friends in the Illinois area. But we'll take some calls tonight, too, if anybody wants to get on board. There's a few folks sort of who have called in. If anybody who's called in wants to actually come on the show, ask a question, make a comment, or just hang out with us, press 1 on your phone, and that will give me that little signal that you want to come on the air. Our call-in number, which I haven't given out 20 minutes into the show, Trish, 25 minutes in, I haven't given out the call-in number. It's 646-378-1086. One more time, 646-378-1086. Press 1 if you want to come on board, and we will get you on board. Wayne and Trish, we have a caller already who took the bait and pressed 1. So let's do it. Let's welcome them to the HR Happy Hour show. Area code 815. You are on the HR Happy Hour show.
Are we going to talk about Dwayne's nocturnal activities?
Let's go. I just tried to hit him up right now. I said, tell us what's happening in Illinois. Let's go. I want to hear it.
Oh, he was the life of the party. I'll let him tell the story because he was actually there. I'd already turned in.
Dwayne, it sounds like you've been called out.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We had always had a
lovely time. We had a wonderful crew there. There was some, as we did last year, there was some live music, compliments of a friend of the show, Doug Shaw, over from the UK. And a good time was had by all. Oh, are you talking about when the cops got called on us? Is that what you're talking about? That's just a rumor. I don't know that anybody can prove that.
Johnny, give us an update yourself. What have you been up to? What's been happening? What's happening in Illinois? We're talking Heartland HR. You're in the Heartland. You're an HR guy. You know, what's your update? What do you got on your mind?
Oh, I'm not sure I got anything on my mind. I'm being distracted by watching the Bears. They're down 3-0, so I'm in semi-state of mourning. But
I'm going to tell you what. You're taking that a little too seriously, John. That's like a preseason game, right? I mean, I could play in that game. Right now,
honestly. No, I don't think so.
Nice.
Let that go. Come on.
It's not hockey season yet, so I got to find something to do.
Right.
Good point.
Did you have a good conference overall, though, John?
I thought we had a really good conference. We borrowed our opening keynote from Missouri, courtesy of Missouri and Kansas Sherm. FBI guy, and he didn't arrest anybody, so that we had that going for us. The one who really set the conference on its ear was Jim Knight deliver our after-lunch keynote, which is always the toughest time on Monday, and he just rocked the house. So if anybody hasn't heard him, you need to track him down and find him. Really engaging, enjoyed talking with him one-on-one on Sunday night, a little bit around the campfire that wasn't campfire. Another long story. But he's really engaging. I just thought he was one of the best. He's tied in my mind with the best keynote we've ever had at Illinois Sherm. Sorry, Dwayne.
It's okay.
Yeah, but you aren't the one he's tied with.
Sorry. Wait, who is it?
Is it Ryan Estes? Because that's cool.
No, it's not even Ryan Estes. I have to go with the Talent Anarchy guys.
Oh, I was going to go with Cy Wakeman. Cy Wakeman was awesome in Illinois a couple years ago, too, guys.
Cy Wakeman was good. I'd love to get her back. I haven't seen her for a year or so, but would love to have her as part of our next year's crew, but don't let Sabrina hear that. But it's just, you know, we've had some really good ones in the past, but there was just something about Jim Knight that just lit the whole theater on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Hey, John, what was the theme of Illinois Sherm this year? Was there an overarching theme?
I knew you were going to ask me that, and I forgot what it was.
Was it like Illinois? We're better than Indiana. Was it something that really on the nose, that literal? Or?
Oh no, that's just assumed.
Okay.
Ouch. Well, let me ask you this: Were there any sessions that were kind of like surprising that people really gravitated to that maybe you guys hadn't done something like that in the past or? You know, was there anything maybe different in terms of trends and what people are asking for session-wise?
we tried to get a little bit away from all of the this is how you fill out an I-9, this is how you comply with FMLA, though I think we did have one of those now that I think about it. But it was just, like I said, we tried to get a little bit outside the box but still be conventional enough to make all the, as Robin Schooling would say, the blue-haired HR ladies happy. Their money is as good as...
Well, I mean, I think that's needed too, John, right? I mean, it's easy for on one hand to say, let's do a lot of really exotic or creative or out-of-the-box programming, but at the same time, you got to know your audience, you got to know what they're there for, you got to know what's important to them. I mean, Missouri, which I thought was really progressive in how they programmed the show and the Ignite keynote and some of the other things they did. I was doing my robots talk, right? But at the same time, I was up against the employment law update, right? Oh, and it was a killer. Yeah, I lost badly to the employment law guy. I'm sure I did. But
The employment law ones are always some of the most popular because, to be honest with you, as HR practitioners, if you don't comply, you're going to get yourself in a lot of trouble. And,
yeah,
no
doubt.
As long as the practitioners, they're representing their company, they need to get value out of how to keep their companies out of trouble. And
absolutely.
Yeah. No doubt. I get why it's there, and I get why it's important, and I'm not knocking it at all. But it's the balance, right? Particularly at the state level conferences, you've got to try to walk between presenting a little bit more cutting edge content, a little more out of the box content versus the content that folks are there to see. They want to see it. They want to learn from it. And they want to be able to bring that back to their employers. I did a webinar today, though, I must say. Like, I did a webinar today on sort of some of that same themes that I talked about at Missouri Sherman. I had, several hundred people on the webinar, but yet most of the questions were very practical. Like, I was talking about drones and robots and automation and things like that, and all the questions that were coming into the webinar were all about, privacy concerns and, security of information and, can we get sued if we, if we have a drone, delivering packages or something like that. So go ahead, John.
I was going to say the most sort of cutting-edge thing we did was our Sunday pre-conference deal where Joe Gerstant and Doug Shaw got together and did 2.5-3 hours on the art of work. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to sit in on it because we sold out and they threw all the board members out.
Wow.
Get room for all the people
paying
money. Seems
a little unfair.
Yeah, life's unfair. That was our kind of thing. And thank God, knock on wood, HRCI actually gave us 3 hours of general credit for it.
Yeah.
That's great.
Wow.
And we weren't sure if we were going to.
Yeah, Trish, I mean, are we allowed to do this? I mean, you're closer to this than me. Can we just say anybody listening to this podcast, either now or later, gets like 100 hours of credits? Can I just say that?
I think we can make up our own credits at this point. Sure.
All right. 100 credits for everyone.
I think we need an HR Happy Hour certification because we had, definitely, I will tell you, the gentleman on the phone as well as some of the people in the back channel, they've been loyal listeners and have spent many, many hours on this show, so they should get some sort of a certificate. Can you get on that?
Yeah, I can do that. I can make it happen.
How about like a shirt? I'm HR Happy Hour certified.
I could do
or
that. I have regular lapel pin. I owe a couple people shirts. Dwayne, I gave you a shirt when I saw you in Missouri. I believe I did.
You did indeed.
Still have a bunch of HR Happy Hour T-shirts in a box here. So here at HR Happy Hour HQ. So I've got some.
Wait a minute. It's my show too. HQ is here in Illinois. What are you talking about?
Well, the shirts are here. We'll say it that way.
Oh, okay.
I have the T-shirt.
Just our distribution center. That's our HR Happy Hour distribution center.
Come on now. So if anybody who's listening to this either now live or catches it on the replay, if you want a T-shirt, here's what I say to do. Tweet at the HR Happy Hour account, which is just on Twitter, at HR Happy Hour. Just tweet at that and say, Steve said send me a T-shirt or something like that. I'll find you. I'll get in touch with you. I'll send you a T-shirt. I'll order more. When's the next event, Trish? We're going to the Achievers event coming up in September, and then HR Tech after that. I'll get some more T-shirts made. I'll have a lot of them. Whatever. Anybody wants an HR Happy Hour T-shirt, just tweet at HR Happy Hour. I want a T-shirt. I'll get in touch with you. I'll make sure you got one. There's that. That's fair enough, right?
That's fair. And John Nicolasian is saying on the back channel he would like 11 billion credits for this stuff.
Awesome.
Change
out. Sounds right.
You get 11 billion credits.
I love the HR Happy Hour when we're sort of like just chatting and having fun and hanging out with our friends, which is what we're doing tonight. So this is great. This is HR Happy Hour 189, Heartland HR. My name is Steve Bose, Trish McFarland, of course. With me, Dwayne Lay, our guest, John Jorgens. I get your name wrong. John Jorgens from Illinois has called in to hang out with us. We have another caller who wants to jump on board. I'm going to open up that line right now. Area code 786. You're on the HR Happy Hour show.
Oh, my God. I think the wheels finally fell off.
Oh, I know this guy. He's still in mourning from LeBron leaving to Cleveland, trying to soldier on bravely. Johnny Dix from Miami.
Yeah.
From
That's
South
what I'm trying
Florida.
To do. Soldiering on bravely.
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. I figured I was on time for me. Late in general.
South Beach fashionable.
may as well just kind of show up. But I figured once Jorgensen called in and then started talking about hockey and football, the wheels fell off and that was it. So.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad you called in.
Awesome.
And it's Dwayne, and I figured, you know, any chance I have to chit-chat with him, you know, I can't beat that. I mean, he's a draw, you know.
John, what's been happening, man? You're on the front lines, man. You're recruiting, you're pitching, you're working with companies who are looking to recruit students and grads. I mean, is the market tightening up? That's what everything I'm seeing, man. It's become a candidate market. Are you seeing that?
You know, so it's interesting in the world of college recruiting. I just got back from 48 hours in San Francisco. I was at the Ross corporate headquarters meeting with them. And, you know, they're ramping up their college recruiting. There are certain sectors that are ramping up, and I got to tell you, it's going to be very interesting. This early period of college recruiting is especially this fall, it's going to be interesting to see how it spills over into spring, you know, January 2015 in that semester. But there's a lot of neat things happening, and we start the semester on Monday. No, Monday the 25th we start the semester. And I'm already booked for half of the rooms already. So we're busy.
Yeah. What kind of skill sets, demand, kind of, you know, what are the companies you're working with or talking to? What are the things they're looking for? Is there a specific thing? Has it changed at all? What are they looking for?
Well, you know, finance is still, and I think Dwayne can attest to this, you know, good finance and quantitative skills are key, the ability to think critically.
Mm-hmm.
I a lot of my employers are starting to go with some interesting diagnostic tests to test management skills, but the quantitative thinking piece is, you know, it's not just the P&Gs that are doing it anymore, it's some of the larger firms, but, I mean, we've always been a powerhouse for accounting and finance. And those firms are coming to us now, a lot more of those firms, and not just the big four, but the big regionals and other smaller firms as well.
Cool.
So, that's,
you
want to
hear something really funny, John? You basically just said the same thing I said at the beginning of the show.
Get out of here.
The HR. I can't. I'm booked for a full hour.
Well, sorry.
So, yes, I would agree with you, and I did before you got here, so that's perfect.
and there you go.
Yeah.
Hey, did you use that spice rub? Total inside baseball. But
I have got it in a special place, and I'm waiting for the right moment.
Okay.
Wow.
Goodness.
Trish, whose show is this? I mean, Dwayne and John talking
know.
About
That's
spice rub?
That could be borderline inappropriate. I'm not sure even what that meant. But
I'm going to tell you what. If we're going to talk about cooking and barbecuing, then that's my topic. And I'm going to tell you what. I've got to... I was recently given a couple of different rubs myself recently, and I've tried them both, and they're both outstanding. So I'm just going to leave it at that. I've tried, you know, and I'm telling you what, we need to talk a little bit about HR Evolution, Trish, before the show's over. And I think we need to figure out, which is our event coming up in November I keep saying Dallas, Texas. It's not in Dallas, Texas. It's somewhere near Dallas, but it's...
It's in the suburbs. Time,
can we call it Dallas?
Dallas?
Okay, so we're going to Dallas, Texas in November. We're gonna have a little little cocktail reception party the night before. I'm gonna tell you what, I want to barbecue myself at that party. Dwayne, you're a barbecue man, I believe. Hopefully you'll be a part of this. I think we need to make this happen. And we could do a whole show on just rib recipes, brisket techniques, the best way to brine a chicken. I mean, I talk about this for an hour, I think.
Well,
good,
you should.
And on a side note, so as long as now we're going to talk about food, so for everybody who's on this call and most of you on the back channel, I am tonight actually busting out another batch of my pickled jalapenos, which I will be bringing not only to New York, Sherm, Steve, if you show up, but I'll bring some to HR Evolution. And I pretty much today committed to Matt Charney to bring a cooler full of Ted Drew's custard to HR Evolution.
That's awesome.
Right?
Yeah, and that's just, you told me a little bit about this when you were in Missouri, Sherm. I did not have a chance to sample that particular delicacy. I get that. I sort of feel like this. I'm going to step back a second a little bit to our experience in Cleveland, where I feel like the folks we met in Cleveland, who were all very, very nice people and were very excited and enthusiastic about being from Cleveland, which is great. But I also think sometimes, and I wrote about this a little bit, and it wasn't a knock on Cleveland or anything at all, but it was, I feel like kind of everybody's from somewhere, right? And everybody's somewhere in their own mind is really, really amazing and fantastic, right? And so, like, you've got your custard there that you have, and it's probably really good. And the guys in Illinois have their own custard. We have our own custard here, which we think is really good too, right? So, like, I think sometimes we get kind of a little bit sort of, I don't know, irrationally attached to the thing that we feel like is ours, right? And I don't know. We lose perspective on it. Tell me I'm wrong about that.
You're wrong.
Yeah, definitely wrong.
Everybody thinks theirs is really good. Ours actually is really good.
Oh, that's it? Okay, so we're all wrong. Everyone else is wrong, and you're right. Oh, I'm sorry, Dwayne. Thank you for explaining it to me. I knew that.
Glad I could help. Glad I could be here for you.
Yeah.
I'm irrationally attached to like alcoholic beverages. Is that a problem?
Yeah, but you don't
Cool.
Do you claim one as sort of like, well, you don't say like the gin and tonics are better in Miami, right? You don't say that.
Well, the mojitos,
right?
Mojitos are better in Miami, and rum is better in Miami. But
see?
Everything else,
he thinks
whatever.
Everything's better in Miami.
It's true.
It's funny. All right, that's another story for another time. But Trish, I'm right about that, right? Your custard is great, right? You. When I told you I was coming out of Missouri,
no,
you said, I gotta have this custard, and I didn't have it. I just never found it.
No, and it's not just St. Louis custard, because there's lots of other St. Louis custard that is very nice. It is that specific one that is great. So it's not even that it's St. Louis; it's Ted Drew's is great. And you can ask someone completely impartial. Can ask Matt Stalick, who came all the way from Wisconsin and had it and said it was the best. So
yeah.
People from outside of here actually say it's the best.
So my plan, I have this giant big styrofoam cooler box thing for shipping. It's like 4 feet long and like 2 feet tall and deep.
That sounds pretty cool. You like put a little dry ice in there?
If we can get a sponsor, we could pack that thing with dry ice and Ted Drew's, and I can check it as luggage, and we'll bring it down, and that can be like our barbecue dessert item.
I'm going to tell you what, we didn't do that anyway. Dwayne, they actually will pack it and ship it for us. So we'll just, I'll work on that. We'll just do it as part of the catered food. How about that?
Yeah, and we need to get to Lois Melbourne, who's hosting our tweet up at her home. And I use the home loosely. It's probably more like, you know, a stately Wayne Manor kind of home that I'm hearing about that we're going to be having the HR Evolution party at. And, like, is there going to be a way we can drag in a smoker or two and some Texas beef? And you know, let's go at it. Let's go at it really hard because I'm on.
Oh, this is going to end badly. That's awesome.
No, this is going to end amazingly good because there's going to be. There's going to be brisket, there's going to be ribs, pulled pork, everything you need. I'm going to tell you what.
Johnny Nichols is in charge of rum. Can we just go ahead and do that? Rum and cigars, that's all you.
Okay.
Awesome. So, hey, we're way off the rails. Let's do a quick reset. Let's step it back. HR Happy Hour 189. We stopped sort of talking about HR, now we're talking about food, but that's okay. This is my name's Steve Bowes. Trish McFarland, of course, is with me. Still, Trish, are you still at football practice? Is it over? I mean, what's the deal? How old are these kids that they're practicing this late at night?
They're still out there. It ranges from age 5 up to 14, and all the different teams are out there, and they go from 6 to 8 p.m. So, yeah, it's going.
I feel like they're like running these kids into the ground, don't they? No, they have like a long season to actually. The games are the important part. They have to play the game.
You're not a sport. Hey, you're not a sports dad. You can't judge. No.
Ouch. Don't leave it on the practice field. Come on, Dwayne Lay.
My kid's the one with a broken toe out there just watching so he can learn how to play. So he's not working all that hard.
Can I bring up the classic Allen Iverson practice rant? Do I have to bring that up again? Practice?
Can we talk about practice?
We're talking about practice? Not the game.
Playoffs?
Not the game.
Oh my God.
I'm going to do a whole show on that, on the practice rant. Okay, so Trish McFarland, of course, we've got Johnny Nick, John Jorgensen, Dwayne Lay with us as well. So great to have you with us. We still have room for a couple more callers, 646-378-1086. We're just having some fun, talking a little HR, talking a little barbecue, talking a little football. I'm going to tell you what, I have to say, can we talk about sports just for a minute?
Yeah.
This is how desperate I am. I've literally been – last night I watched on NBA TV, they had a one-hour special on previewing the schedule for next season, and I watched that. Like, what are the big games? What are the big matchups? I watched that for a whole hour. That's how desperate I am for the NBA to start up again. It's sad.
That's not okay.
No, I know. I felt terrible afterwards. I showered, and it still didn't. Just the whole shame of it didn't even come off me from that. But it was great. So,
Steve, John, don't feel bad. I'm watching Big Ten Network every chance I get for updates from all the Big Ten training camps.
Yeah, that's probably equally as depressing. John, so I don't know if you feel like if you feel good about your mindset if you're what you're watching, what you're not watching compared to other guys. When someone else tells you they're watching something as well, you feel a little bit better. So yeah. Let's sort of take it in. Like, we got a couple more minutes left. A couple other topics we wanted to talk about on the show tonight. Maybe you want to hit up some of the things that are coming up, right? We've got a big fall schedule coming up, lots of events, lots of exciting things happening. Trish, you and I, we're going to do the HR Happy Hour show in a couple of places soon. Some other things coming up, really fun, interesting kind of things happening.
Yeah, I'm actually really excited. I mean, I have a lot of travel coming, but it's all It's all really good stuff. So I'm going to actually be over in London in the beginning of September for HR Tech Tank and for True London. So I haven't been over there for a couple of years, and this is going to be pretty exciting. It's HR Tech Tank is a thing where you talk to, I believe it's 8 different HR technology vendors in the European market, and so it's going to be really innovative and interesting, and I should have a lot of good writing and hopefully some radio shows coming out of that. And then, as you mentioned, we're going to Achievers event, ACE, up in Toronto, which is September 9th and 10th. For anyone that has not been to an Achievers event, they are really put together well. When I went to Aspire back in the spring, I will tell you, every session was like a keynote. It was keynote quality every session. So that's one. If you're in the Toronto area or close to it or can get there the 9th and 10th, that's one worth checking out. And then the other one I want to mention, because we've already talked about HR Evolution, is the Brandon Hall Group Excellence Conference. It's an HCM conference, and that is January 28th through 30th in Fort Lauderdale. And we are going to be, it'll be really different, because what we're going to do is take all of our recent research and then parlay that into sessions that not only gives you the research aspect of things, but we're also going to be co-presenting with a lot of our member clients and using their case studies. So it's very practical for practitioners, and it's going to be good for vendors as well. And I'm doing a session there on data with you and Mike Sinka. So he's really, really good to talk with when it comes to data and, you know, how to do that and analyze that properly. So pretty exciting stuff. What else? What are you doing?
As you said, we're going to the Achievers event to do some HR Happy Hour live from the event, which is going to be exciting. I'm going to see the folks at Halogen at their event and do a little presentation there in September. And then a couple of other little things here and there. But, of course, you know, my big thing that I've been working on for a year or so is the HR Technology Conference coming up in October 7th through 10th out in Las Vegas. Just, I'm going to tell you what, it's been a lot of work, and it's been exciting. I've been looking at what I've been doing in the last few weeks is looking at tons and tons of demonstrations from HR technology companies, both big and small, right, from big established companies that have been around forever, plus the startups that have been, you know, just emerging on the scene, or ones that are 2 or 3 people working in, you know, in a garage or an apartment, that really, you know, proverbial startup kind of scenario, that are developing interesting applications for human resources and for recruiting and talent management, and trying to find what I hope are the very best ones that we're going to showcase out at the conference in October, our awesome new technology session. So doing a lot of work on that, and really excited to see, I mean, loads of things. There's, I can't say the name of it yet, because we're not really releasing the names of the selected companies until it seems like we're not releasing the names of the companies until they're all done. But I saw one technology that just blew me away. Like, it was the coolest thing I've ever seen, just visually. The problem that they're solving is really an important one, and just lots of applicability to organizations really all across the map of all sizes. So I'm really, really excited. So, really cool. Really excited about that, and really excited about what's happening with the HR Technology Conference as well. So, how about Dwayne? Dwayne, what are you up to? Why don't you give us a little update about what you're up to?
I've got a ton of stuff coming up on my calendar. I'm off to South Africa to work with a client next week, which should be fun. I've never been anywhere like that, so we'll check that out. I've got a trip to Poland coming up for a client. I've got Utah SHRM coming up in the middle of September, New York SHRM at the end of September. I've got, as you mentioned, the HR Tech Conference, which I would not miss for the world, in October, and then some Wisconsin SHRM, some HR Tech Europe, HR Revolution, and then hopefully somewhere at the end of that, I get to take a nap. I'm going to be exhausted come December.
Right.
Hey, Dwayne. I don't want to forget to ask you about this, because I know you are obviously, it sounds like, extremely busy with work and all of the travel and speaking you have coming up, but do you have anything going on with No Kid Hungry? I know that you and Brew and some people have really been spending a lot of time and effort on that. Where is that standing right now, and How can people get involved?
We did a actually, this was really cool. Oh, yes, Andy Schaefer, who apparently won't call in for some reason. Yes, I'm speaking for the local St. Louis chapter in September as well. So once Trish graced them with her presence, then they decided that she could vouch for me, and I was allowed to go as well. So that'll be very fun.
There you go.
So we did the No Kid Hungry event at the Big Sure National Show. We raised $5,000 there, which is great. And then our good friends over in Illinois called and said, hey, would you help us put something together? The state conferences, almost all of them do some kind of a, like the first night they do a reception or a social or something. And so they turned theirs into a No Kid Hungry event. And it really was, hey, we're still going to feed you. We're still going to buy your drinks. Come hang out. And by the way, if you can throw in a little money, that would be great. So basically raised $1,500 just for asking, which was fantastic. So Rue and I are trying to spread that word a little bit. So we're actually trying to lean on New York SHRM a little to get involved. We lean on Utah SHRM, but they don't do Twitter for some reason, so they're hard to get a hold of. And we'll be coming for you, Wisconsin SHRM, after that. So we actually have a bit.ly link that's up there to the bit.ly/HR4NoKidHungry that we're going to use as kind of our central gathering place for everything we do for HR. So, and we've already had people, you know, he and I did a session on community management, and we tell these stories, and people got excited. We had, actually, Trish, our friend Ryan McCracken, came up at the end of that and said, hey, my organization does a charity thing each year. We partner with their people. Would you come help us? We'd love to work with No Kid Hungry. Said, yes, absolutely. That's
fantastic.
Seeing more people want to get involved in this movement, and you know, who's going to argue about feeding hungry kids, right? It's an easy one for everybody to get behind. So I'm passionate about it. Bruce's passionate about it. So we just, you know, anybody has questions, you can tweet either one of us, and we're always available. But yeah, we're excited about helping to fix that. So it's pretty great.
Good. We'll share that link so that we can all retweet it for you as well and spread the word. That's great.
I will tweet it out right now on the back channel.
Awesome. Great. Thanks, Dwayne.
And, of course, anybody who's listening that wants to kick in a few, a little jingling or a little folding, you are, of course, welcome. Every dollar, 16 million kids without food in America, this is happening. Every dollar is 10 meals. So it doesn't matter how little or how much you put in, you know how much of an impact you're having. It's a pretty amazing feeling.
Yeah, that's good. Good stuff.
Great. Good stuff. All right, I think we should wrap it up, Trish. It's been a fun show. Good time. Good get to talk to you, our friends Dwayne, of course, Johnny Nick, John Jorgensen as well. Get to hang out a little bit, talk about what's going on in HR, sort of the heartland HR topics that some of the things we heard in Missouri and Illinois and Cleveland as well, and just have a good chance to catch up a little bit and see what's going on out in the world of HR. So it's been a really fun show. I've really enjoyed it.
Yeah, good. Thanks, Dwayne, for coming on. Everyone else for calling in.
Thanks for having us. It's always a good time to see you, kid.
Cool. So coming up soon, Trish, HR Happy Hour shows. We'll more shows to come, some live shows coming up, some more podcast-style shows coming up as well. So keep an eye out for those. HRHappyHour.net as well, and keep follow HR Happy Hour on Twitter, Facebook. We've got all the places. We have all the things. We have the LinkedIn. We have the Twitter. We have the Facebook. All those things. So follow them and keep an eye out for that. And it's been really fun to be back on live, and look for another show really, really soon from the HR Happy Hour show. So I think that's it. I'll play us out, Trish. Should I find a song that you know? Do I have to find, like, a good
80s? You didn't tell everybody what the song was, by the way. You didn't drop that knowledge on everybody.
Yeah, it was Joy Division. Transmission, of course it was. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, how could I have missed that? Yeah.
How did you not know that? All right. Hang on, Trish. I've got a whole library of tunes here, and there's got to be one that will resonate with your sensibilities. So let's see. Hang on. I'm still searching. Manage a lot of shows. We've been doing this show a long time, and that's how you know that there's like a lot of tunes on here. So let's go with All right, for lack of a better one, and I'm tired of scrolling through the whole list. Here we go. So.